July 24. A full reward will be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Ruth 2:12. Ruth had gone to Bethlehem with the earnest desire to know more about God of Israel. The God of Israel took note of this desire and in his sovereign grace led her to a company of devout people and to Boaz, a God-fearing man. See the way the servant introduced Ruth to Boaz. It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi. Ruth 2:6. These words show that in the very short period Ruth had been in Bethlehem, people had come to know of her devotion to the Lord and of great longing for spiritual things. The people of God had taken note of her love and sacrifice for the Lord and were speaking about these qualities in her. If your devotion and love for the Lord are sincere, and if you are prepared for any sacrifice in order to know Him more intimately, your fellow believers will notice this fact, and it will be a sweet savor for the Lord wherever you go. More important than that, Boaz noticed this sweet savor about her. Mark his words in chapter 2:12. The Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Before she spoke a word about her great longing, Boaz understood that she had come to put her trust under the wings of the God of Israel. It was this which brought into her his favor and eventually made her his wife. Most of all, God noticed the sweet fragrance of her character. Ruth had come to Israel with the desire to know more about the God of Israel. The God of Israel took note of her sincerity of purpose and blessed her. He favored her to such an extent that she became the grandmother of Israel's great king, David, and thus was made a link in his eternal plan to bring forth his son into the world. God blessed Ruth, and in blessing her, many others were blessed through her. She thus proved in her life the truth of Jeremiah 29:13. Ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall seek for me with all your heart. When we have an earnest desire to know more about the Lord and have a hunger for God's word, the Lord will make full provision to satisfy our longing and bless many others through us. The book of Ruth begins with a famine and ends with a note on triumph and rejoicing. If your life has become barren and unfruitful, search yourself to find out the cause of this famine. It may be that you are away from fellowship, or you are too busy with the worldly activities and you have cut short your prayer time. Whatever be the cause of this barrenness, which has come into your life, there is no need for you to remain in this barren condition. If you turn back to the Lord in sincere repentance, the Lord will forgive you and turn your sorrow into joy and your tears into laughter. He will help you recover every loss.